Introducing Troublemakers and the Wise. In Greek mythology, King Sisyphus was punished by forever rolling a boulder up a hill, only to see it roll back down. Similarly, people and teams often get stuck in repetitive patterns, holding them back from reaching their full potential. Your mind is like a battleground, with saboteurs fighting against your inner sage. Saboteurs have primal instincts like the flight or fight response, which can affect happiness and performance. On the other hand, your sage promotes positivity. Developing positive intelligence is key to overcoming saboteurs. A high positive intelligence quotient, PQ score, indicates better performance and happiness. For example, if your score is 70%, your mind works with you 70% of the time and against you 30% of the time. People with high PQ tend to live longer, healthier lives. Troublemakers. Everyone has their own set of 10 saboteurs. 1. Avoider focuses only on good things, shying away from conflict and tough situations, worrying about others' feelings, and striving for peace, but sometimes letting anger build up until it explodes. 2. Controller needs to be in control, leading others and winning at everything, often feeling anxious and impatient. They push hard to accomplish tasks, sometimes at the expense of upsetting others. 3. Hyperachiever is a workaholic, always seeking validation, competitive, and driven by goals. They avoid emotions, and any self-acceptance they find is short-lived. 4. Hyper-rational thinker approaches problems with cold logic, aiming to master knowledge, ignoring emotions, and sometimes coming off as cynical and inflexible. 5. Hypervigilant is always on edge, suspicious and anxious, constantly looking for danger. This intense vigilance can lead to burnout and push others away. 6. Pleaser. This negative force wants to help others, but craves their approval. They need constant encouragement and affection and feel hurt if they're not recognized. Eventually, they resent having to always be helpful, and those they depend on feel manipulated or guilty for saying no. 7. Restless. This aspect of a personality can't stay still and always needs to be doing something new. They quickly become bored and frustrated with routine and resist committing to long-term relationships, believing that life is too short for that. 8. Stickler. The perfectionist in the group. They're highly organized and see things in black and white. They think others are lazy and criticize everyone around them for not meeting their impossible standards, which can lead to resentment. 9. Victim. This martyr seeks attention by dwelling on their painful experiences and adopting a poor me attitude. They swim in negative emotions and make others feel helpless for not fixing their pain. 10. Judge. The ultimate saboteur, the judge is responsible for most of your negative thoughts and emotions. The other saboteurs just help the judge keep you stuck in them. The sage. Your sage is like your inner guide, helping you defeat your saboteurs. It encourages you to stay open-minded, show kindness to yourself and others, come up with new ideas, and resist the negative influences of your saboteurs. By listening to your sage, you can choose a path that truly reflects your core values and goals. To improve your positive intelligence, PQ, you need to strengthen your sage and weaken your saboteurs. It's all about empowering your inner wisdom and overcoming self-sabotage. Mute inner critics. Shirzad Shamin uncovered something big. Our inner critics, whom he calls the judge, are super destructive. They make us doubt ourselves, judge others, and feel lousy about our lives. When he realized he had this judge inside him, he spilled his guts in a letter to 320 of his MBA classmates. Instead of shunning him, they thanked him for being honest and admitted they felt the same way too. Years later, after leading a CEO retreat, Shamin became more convinced of his theory about the universal presence of the judge. He asked executives to anonymously write about something they'd never shared before out of fear of losing credibility. They found relief in discovering common feelings of guilt, fear, and shame. At work, team members often try to sabotage each other, either openly or in secret. A group of judges collectively is more harmful than just one. Workplace judges lead to loss of productivity, anxiety, and stress. The most dangerous lie the judge tells is, "You will be happy when?" Because that "when" never seems to come. Your inner judge might say you'll be happy when you achieve a certain goal, but sadly, that feeling of fulfillment doesn't follow. The judge triggers other saboteurs, and which ones come into play depends on your motivations and style. Saboteurs convince you they're helping, but challenging their behavior weakens them. Every time you catch your saboteurs in action and challenge them, they lose power. Exposing their lies weakens them further. Enhance inner wisdom. Activate your inner wisdom by embracing every situation as an opportunity. You hold the power to choose between positivity and negativity within yourself. Listen to your wise side, your sage, using the three gifts technique. Imagine three scenarios where your problem could lead to something better. Remember, these gains might not happen overnight. They could take time to materialize. Let go of the past without dwelling in sadness or regret. Use your sage's wisdom to unlock five powers that will help you conquer obstacles and boost your positive feelings. These powers are 1. Empathy is like tapping into your feelings to help others. When you need a boost, think of your inner child, that excited, caring part of you. Cultivate that childlike wonder and care. 2. Exploration means observing without judging. Pretend you're an intrigued explorer, discovering what's there without trying to change it. 3. Innovation faces interference from saboteurs. To boost your creativity, brainstorm lots of ideas without dismissing any. Play the yes and game. Accept one idea and let another follow. 4. Navigation guides you when you're stuck. Follow your gut toward what matters to you. 5. Decisive action fights off saboteurs who try to stop you. Reflect on past choices to find calm and focus. Then take action. Saboteurs have sneaky tactics, but you can beat them. Avoid the avoider and restless saboteurs who distract you. Don't waste time on needless tasks with the hypervigilant. Ignore the perfectionist urges of the controller and stickler. Stay ahead by spotting the saboteurs before they strike. Build up your PQ brain muscles. Your inner critics fuel your survivor brain, while your inner sage fuels your PQ brain. These inner critics, like the judge and saboteurs, once helped our ancient ancestors survive dangers. However, relying on these instincts today can lead to stress and anxiety. To boost your PQ brain, aim for 100 mental PQ reps daily. Each rep involves spending 10 seconds focusing on your body's sensations and senses. Pay attention to how you feel physically. Take time to savor the scent of your food, feel the texture as you comb your hair, and listen intently to the sounds of nature around you. When you hug a loved one or pet, truly immerse yourself in that moment for 10 seconds. Face problems, making habits. Starting a new routine can be tough. Your inner critics might tell you to skip exercise or prioritize work over your mental and physical well-being, but don't let them throw you off course. You can defeat these negative voices by integrating PQ reps into your daily activities or taking a quick 10-second break whenever you sense their presence. According to plastic surgeon Dr. Maxwell Maltz, it takes about 3 weeks to break old habits and establish new ones. He observed this in patients recovering from amputations, finding that it typically took 21 consecutive days to create new brain pathways and replace old ones. To make lasting changes, commit to doing 100 PQ reps every day for 21 days straight. Assessing PQ. Your PQ, or positive quotient, measures the balance between your positive and negative thoughts on a scale from 0 to 100%. When you're thinking positively, your sage is in control, But if negativity takes over, it's your saboteurs that gain power. To find out your PQ score, hop on over to positiveintelligence.com and take their quick test. It's a good idea to take the test on different days to get an accurate reading. 2. Exploration means observing without judging. Pretend you're an intrigued explorer, discovering what's there without trying to change it. 3. Innovation faces interference from saboteurs. To boost your creativity, brainstorm lots of ideas without dismissing any. Play the yes and game. Accept one idea and let another follow. 4. Navigation guides you when you're stuck. Follow your gut toward what matters to you. 5. Decisive action fights off saboteurs who try to stop you. Reflect on past choices to find calm and focus. Then take action. Saboteurs have sneaky tactics, but you can beat them. Avoid the avoider and restless saboteurs who distract you. Don't waste time on needless tasks with the hypervigilant. Ignore the perfectionist urges of the controller and stickler. Stay ahead by spotting the saboteurs before they strike. Build up your PQ brain muscles. Your inner critics fuel your survivor brain, while your inner sage fuels your PQ brain. These inner critics, like the judge and saboteurs, once helped our ancient ancestors survive dangers. However, relying on these instincts today can lead to stress and anxiety. To boost your PQ brain, aim for 100 mental PQ reps daily. Each rep involves spending 10 seconds focusing on your body's sensations and senses. Pay attention to how you feel physically. Take time to savor the scent of your food, feel the texture as you comb your hair, and listen intently to the sounds of nature around you. When you hug a loved one or pet, truly immerse yourself in that moment for 10 seconds. Face problems, making habits. Starting a new routine can be tough. Your inner critics might tell you to skip exercise or prioritize work over your mental and physical well-being. But don't let them throw you off course. You can defeat these negative voices by integrating PQ reps into your daily activities or taking a quick 10-second break whenever you sense their presence. According to plastic surgeon Dr. Maxwell Maltz, it takes about 3 weeks to break old habits and establish new ones. He observed this in patients recovering from amputations, finding that it typically took 21 consecutive days to create new brain pathways and replace old ones. To make lasting changes, commit to doing 100 PQ reps every day for 21 days straight. Assessing PQ. Your PQ, or positive quotient, measures the balance between your positive and negative thoughts on a scale from 0 to 100%. When you're thinking positively, your sage is in control. But if negativity takes over, it's your saboteurs that gain power. To find out your PQ score, hop on over to positiveintelligence.com and take their quick test. It's a good idea to take the test on different days to get an accurate reading. According to research by Marcial Losada, Barbara Fredrickson, John Gottman, and Robert Schwartz, there's a critical tipping point when your positive thinking outweighs the negative by a ratio of 3-1. To hit this sweet spot, you need a PQ score of 75. This tipping point isn't just for individuals. It applies to teams too. Strong leaders and team members can uplift or drag down their entire group. It's worth noting that negative thinking tends to hold more sway, thanks to our brain's instinctual focus on survival. Utilize PQ in living. Use your PQ to find balance in life, whether it's with yourself, family, or colleagues. Boosting your PQ can also lift your team's overall performance. Instead of constantly checking your phone, focus on spending quality time with loved ones. Short, meaningful interactions often beat long vacations where work intrudes. When your sage is in control, you'll find you need less time off because saboteurs aren't draining your energy. Teach your kids to recognize their own sages and saboteurs to help them be happier and more resilient. People with high PQ tend to have less stress and lead healthier lives. Many turn to overeating due to emotional reasons like boredom or anxiety. Using your PQ can help you slow down, savor meals, and eat more mindfully. Athletes can also benefit by honing their focus, like those who find themselves in the zone. In a nutshell, PQ isn't just about work, it's about living better, healthier, and happier lives. Key points. 1. Identify and tame your inner troublemakers, saboteurs, to unlock your full potential and happiness. 2. Cultivate your inner wise sage to navigate life's challenges with positivity and resilience. 3. Recognize the destructive influence of your inner critic, the judge, and challenge its lies to weaken its power. 4. Strengthen your PQ brain through daily mindfulness exercises to overcome negativity and enhance well-being. 5. Build positive habits by integrating PQ reps into your daily routine for lasting change and growth. 6. Assess your positive quotient, PQ, to understand the balance of positive and negative thoughts influencing your life. 7. Apply PQ principles to various aspects of life, from relationships to health, for a happier and more fulfilling existence.